I will be brief, but I think the glad tidings has gone forth with much clarity this evening. And I'm reminded that the glad tidings is concerning God's Son. God has no other man in view than to present his Son. It's God's message. God has no one else to offer. And I trust this evening that anyone here, as the appeal has gone forth, anyone outside of Christ will find his or her delight in coming to the cross of Calvary and finding there the sacrificial lamb who is now the man in glory. I'd like, just in wrapping up a little here, to leave an impression with us, sort of flowing out from last evening. And I just want to read some verses and make a brief comment or two and leave it to the Spirit of God to indelibly impress upon your heart and mine the things that we've had together for these past 2 days. Turn to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6, and we will read verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that Jehovah said to him, Gideon, take the young bullock which thy father hath, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the Asherah. Throw down the altar. Genesis 35. Genesis 35, verse 1. And God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto the God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. And Jacob said to his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you. Cleanse yourselves. Change your garments, and we will arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar to the God that answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way that I went. And they gave to Jacob all the strange gods that were in their hand, and the rings that were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth that is by Shechem. And lastly, the book of Samuel, first book of Samuel, chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early the next day, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the ark of Jehovah. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face to the ground before the ark of Jehovah, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the fish stump was left to him. Throw down the altar of Baal. I was very impressed when we came to this part yesterday. It left a real mark upon my heart because as I speak this evening, I speak not only to you, but I speak to myself first. For the message must have an impact on the messenger first, before it has an impact on its hearers. And I walk and tread softly because there is an exercise that one must bear, and we each must bear similar exercises in relation to the things in our lives that become, as it were, idols, little gods that tend to take up some kind of supremacy. The right that belongs to Christ is very often usurped by those things in our lives. And I don't know what it is in your life. You alone know. We each know what is in our lives that inhibit the flow of divine power. But I believe that the Spirit of God has brought us together these days that we might be exposed. We might be opened up to these realities, and that ultimately there might be a change made with each of us. And I trust to God that this is for me as well as for you. That there is the need to find these altars, these Baals in our lives. What are they? It's kind of a rhetorical question because I don't want you to publicly answer it to us, nor do I want to publicly answer it to you. But it is something that must be answered in the quiet of our hearts. That we must search diligently to discover what are those Baals, what are those idols. Is it the internet? With all of its temptations, with all of the lustful aspirations that are put before us to draw us in and swallow us up, is that what it is? Is it substance abuse? Drugs of one sort or another? Is it alcohol? Is it some other addictive type of behavior? That for which I have been involved so long that it has now become such a habit that it is very difficult to break the vicious cycle. Whatever the Baal is, it's an addictive pattern that consumes and swallows us up. Now there may be what is legitimate as we've been speaking of. There is school. There is the job.